Dr. Pinsky with a female IMA on Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, Jackson. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Jackson as described in my report of 2/14/17. Apparently, she is now a 60-year-old woman who, again, reports she injured her lower back at work on 3/10/14. Apparently, she did not provide a mechanism of her injury. Apparently, since evaluated here, she relates she underwent surgery in August 2020 at Rothman Institute. Apparently, she has completed a course of active treatment. Apparently, the rest of that section is normal. In paragraph, per the records provided, she received an order approving settlement on 10/11/17 in the amount of 15% partial total due to residuals of multiple bulging discs in the lumbar spine at L1-2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. Apparently, she then applied for a reopener. Period. I am now in receipt of a report from Dr. Gaffney, authored on 11/15/16. Period. Additional treatment records show on 2/20/17, Ms. Jackson was seen at RA Pain Services by Dr. Domsky, D-O-M-S-K-Y. Apparently, she had ongoing low back pain radiating to the buttocks that is not improving. Period. She was taking gabapentin, meloxicam, morphine, ER, oxycodone, tizanidine, and Voltaren gel. Period. She was rendered diagnoses of lumbar degenerative disc disease, comma lumbar spondylosis, comma nonspecific low back pain, comma chronic pain syndrome, comma, and long-term current use of opiate analgesic. Period. They discussed possible referral to the ER for a CAT scan, but upon further discussion, they ordered a lumbar MRI without contrast. Period. On the visit of 3/24/17, she related working 15 hours per week as a security guard. Period. As of this visit, she did not get a lumbar MRI. Period. Dr. Domsky continued to treat her medically and with epidural injections such as on 12/21/17. Period. On the follow-up visit of 5/21/18. She also indicated she was out of work due to her lumbar spine. Apparently, she was very frustrated over her lack of progress and loss of functionality, as well as having trouble with activities of daily living. Apparently, he made medication adjustments. Apparently, she continued to be seen regularly over the ensuing years. Apparently, on 4/25/19. Dr. Domsky noted she had seen Dr. Kirshner and Dr. Lowe for lumbar surgical opinions. They had both recommended surgery, but the attorney was working to clarify whether this would be covered under workers' compensation or health insurance. She had also seen Dr. Glass in April and was awaiting his recommendations. There was a recent court judgment that found her lumbar issues were work-related. They reviewed the lumbar MRI that revealed multiple herniated nucleus pulposi and facet hypertrophy with nerve root impingement. Period. She had medication adjustments made. Period. On 11/10/17, she did undergo a lumbar MRI to be inserted here as marked. Period. New paragraph, she was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner on 9/20/18. Apparently, she had recently seen Dr. Silvesti, S-I-L-V-E-S-T-I. Apparently, she had multiple injections on her back, but only slightly relief for a couple of days. Period. She had also seen a rheumatologist who told her she did not have arthritis. Period. Dr. Kirshner rendered diagnoses of lumbago. Period. He also noted the results of serial MRIs done on 5/13/14, 6/20/14, and 11/10/17, all to be inserted. Period. They discussed possible surgical options. Period. And underline this, also include what I've got marked on page 5, when he said previously I reviewed a lumbar MRI scan completed on 6/20/2014, as well as what was marked on the subsequent page. Period. Ms. Jackson was also seen on 10/25/18 by Dr. Zerbo's ERBO. Period. His diagnostic impression was lumbar radiculopathy with underlying lumbar spinal stenosis at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. Period. He felt she needed additional treatment in the form of surgery involving decompression laminectomy with instrumented lumbar fusion. Period. He wanted her to get a new MRI in anticipation of seeing. Period. She did have another lumbar MRI on 5/7/19 compared to the study of 6/21/14. Period. It showed mild disc pathology, comma, mild spinal stenosis at L3-4 and L4-5 with slight anterolisthesis at L5 that had progressed since the prior study, but the findings otherwise appeared to be stable. Period. At L5-S1, in addition to the slight anterolisthesis, there was mild facet hypertrophy on the left greater than right, but the neural foramina were patent. Period. At the other levels, there were only minimal disc bulges, if anything. Period. She submitted to an EMG on 5/9/19 by Dr. Russomano. Period. It revealed electrical evidence of a left S1 radiculopathy with axon loss given abnormal lethal findings, the above muscle groups tested. Period. All of the lumbar levels bilaterally were normal with no electrical evidence of axonal loss. Period. New paragraph. On 5/16/19, she was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Glass. Period. He noted her MRI and EMG from May of 2019. Period. He then gave diagnoses of low back pain with lumbar radiculopathy and painful lumbar discogenic syndrome, comma, multi-level disc degeneration, comma, multi-level spondylosis, comma, multi-level bulging disc annuli, comma, multi-level facet arthropathy, comma, L4-5 lateral recess stenosis, comma, and L5-S1 minimal anterolisthesis. Period. They again discuss treatment options, both surgical and non-surgical. Period. On 6/11/19, he noted the results of a CT myelogram done on 5/31/19. Period. And we can insert that here if we don't have the actual report. Period. Dr. Glass wrote, in light of the multiplicity of abnormal disc space levels, as well as localization of the lateral osteophyte of the L5 vertebrae, he believes the patient's prognosis for symptom relief with surgery would be extremely guarded, and the potential risks associated with surgery would be higher. But nevertheless, she wished to pursue lumbar operative intervention if deemed a reasonable candidate. Period. He recommended university-level referral for evaluation of this and did not suggest that this particular surgery be performed in a community setting. Appeared she did see Dr. Glass again on 10/31/19. Period. He noted she had been seen by Dr. Jallo, J-A-L-L-O, at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital and was ambulating with a cane. Period. He did not personally feel comfortable performing this particular spinal operative procedure. Period. The CT mammogram was done on 5/31/19 and can be inserted here. Pretty paragraph. She indeed was seen by Dr. Jallo on 8/14/19. Period. He noted she had a work injury 5 years ago in 2014 with persistent left lower back and left leg pain. Appeared she had non-operative management and continued to have pain. Appeared he also wrote, quote, unfortunately, her pain is not explained by her imaging findings. Appeared the EMG shows no evidence of neuropathy. Appeared we recommend continued pain management and obtaining a second opinion. Period. End quote. On 7/21/20, she underwent another lumbar MRI compared to the study of 5/7/19. To be inserted here. Period in paragraph, she was also seen by Dr. Vaccaro, V-A-C-C-A-R-O, on 8/11/20. Period, he noted performing an IME on her on 2/25/20. To be inserted as marked. Period. He also reviewed her diagnostic studies and gave a diagnosis of low back pain with sciatica and lumbar pars, PARS defect. Period. He explained the potential surgical procedure in great detail. Period. She was going to discuss this with her family. Period. She understood the significant risk involved in the proposed treatment. Period. She followed up with the physician assistant on 9/9/20, having undergone anterior lumbar interbody fusion from L4 through S1 by Dr. Vaccaro on 8/26/20. Period. She had not yet been able to pick up the prescription for pain medications sent to the pharmacy the previous day. Period. She still had significant back pain. Period. Dr. Vaccaro reevaluated her on 11/3/20, noting she had been seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwan. Period. He then referred her to a physiatrist to work on her functional improvement. Period. She was referred for physical therapy and no longer had to wear a brace. Period. On 2/16/21, x-rays revealed progressive healing of her fusion. Period. She reported getting the best relief when working with RA Reclaims Pain Management. Period. He suggested she go back there and connect again with those pain management physicians. Period. In the meantime, she would continue her range of motion, flexibility, and strengthening program. Period. New paragraph. On 8/26/20, Dr. Vaccaro performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. She had intraoperative and postoperative x-rays. Period. She had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis on 9/1/20. Had a suspicion for retroperitoneal hematoma. Period. She was discharged from the hospital on 9/4/20. Make that 9/5/20. Period. She underwent transfusion of 2 units of packed red blood cells for the hematoma. Period. Hemoglobin remained stable after transfusion, and she was cleared for discharge by orthopedics. Period. Physical therapy recommended rehab for the patient, but she refused. Discharge, going to a rehab facility. Period. She adamantly refused and only wanted to go home despite multiple discussions. Period. New paragraph. She did see pain specialist Dr. Kwan on 10/29/20. Period. He wrote, Ms. Jackson answers questions, but it's very difficult to have her stay focused on the questions secondary to her anger about not receiving treatment today. Period. However, her affect appears to be normal, and there were no bizarre behaviors noted. Period. Continued assessments were lumbar post-laminectomy syndrome, comma, dorsalgia, comma, chronic pain. Period. He then commented about her need for pain management. That will be inserted as marked in his discussion section. Period. Dr. Kwan followed her through 12/8/22 when he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement for interventional pain management. Period. She would be seen once a year to check on her stimulator that had been implanted. Period. She remained on limited activities. Period. He wrote, it is probable she will have chronic residuals of lower back pain, although her left lower extremity pain has significantly improved. Period. She underwent insertion of a temporary spinal cord stimulator on 6/14/22. Period. On 9/27/22. This was done on a permanent basis. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she remained in her stretch pants and would not appropriately gown. Period. She was wearing a right knee brace that was removed for the evaluation. Period. Inspection was limited, so we were unable to determine if there were any scars, and pinprick testing could not be performed. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Spine thoracic inspection revealed a midline lower thoracic 1.5-inch longitudinal scar with preserved kyphotic curve. Period. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with a slow but physiologic gait, not using a handheld assisted device. Period. She was able to stand on her heels and toes but had difficulty with balance. Period. Inspection revealed a midline longitudinal scar measuring 5.5 inches in length. Period. There was also a transverse 2.5-inch scar in the left flank with a subcutaneous battery palpable. Period. She complained of exquisite tenderness, palpation in the lower thoracic and then the lumbar spine in the midline. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees and extended to 10 degrees. Period. Left side bending was minimally limited to 20 degrees. Period. She had full right side bending and rotation bilaterally. Period. And then normal through. She had a markedly positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. 3/10/14, Sonia Jackson injured her lower back, as marked in my prior report. But since evaluated here, she has had further extensive treatment and diagnostic workup. Here she saw various specialists. Period. Ultimately, she is submitted to surgery by Dr. Vaccaro on 8/26/20. Period. This helped with her leg pain, but she had residual back pain. Period. She was seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwan as well as Dr. Glass, Dr. Zober, and Dr. Kirshner. Paired her pain management was rendered by Dr. Domsky. Paired she had an EMG by Dr. Russomano. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found her to have a deliberate but physiologic gait. Paired she could squat to 60 degrees, although change position slowly. Paired she can stand on her heels and toes, but had difficulty with balance. Paired there was healed surgical scarring and thoracic and lumbar spines. Paired there was decreased active lumbar range of motion. Paired neither seating nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited low back tenderness or radicular pain. Period. She had exquisite tenderness to palpation in the lower thoracic and lumbar midline. Period. She wore stretch pants, limiting visualization, and pinprick testing per se. Period. In paragraph, I would now offer 15% permanent partial total disability regardless of cause. Period. In my view, the multi-level disc bulges are not, they do not comport with a single traumatic event such as that of 3/10/14. Compared to the contrary, they correlate with the natural degenerative aging process. Period. And that is the end.